A lack of confidence in Zimbabwe's dollar and soaring inflation is taking a toll on its people. The central bank is more than doubling interest rates from 80 to 200% from July the 1st, an attempt to rein in inflation. The finance minister hopes to boost market confidence, saying other currencies will still be used for the next 5 years.
The government has clearly stated its intention of maintaining a multi-currency system based on the dual use of the US dollar and the Zimbabwe dollar in the main. However, the market's lack of confidence in the multi-currency system is causing us challenges. And I want to assure you that this multi-currency system is here to stay into the foreseeable future.
Inflation reached more than 191% in June. That's made life even harder for millions of people. Previous attempts by the government to stop a collapse of Zimbabwe's currency included a 10-day ban on bank lending. Economists here are divided on whether that worked. Officials say they'll now introduce gold coins into the market for individuals to store value. But some economists say this may not be practical.
49% of the population in extreme poverty, 7.9 million people who cannot live on $1.90 a day. They can even go to bed without eating. You have 70% of the rural population in poverty. So who is going to buy the gold coins?
Government officials also plan to reduce taxes on fuel to curb price increases, as well as increase allowances for health workers and civil servants after unions rejected a 100% wage increase. But with soaring inflation, this may do little to help people facing a rising cost of living. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.